Everyone, this is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. This is the show where we talk about the Akashic Records energy, and how it can affect you and your life. It's definitely a call-in show. So if you have some life challenges, if you want to understand why things are the way they are on planet Earth, we can help you understand that. Our information is specifically to help humans feel more comfortable in their skin, understand core issues, and move forward in their life so that they can be peace and they can bring more love into their lives and expand more love out to the planet. You know, one of the things that when I work in my own Akashic Records, and I've asked the question, what is the truth about God, and who is God? And you can, and when you know how to access your own Akashic Records, you can ask questions like that. And I'm telling you, the answers are amazing. One of the things that has been very clear to me when I ask questions and I go deeper into that is that no matter what the name, the true name is love. That our Creator created us in love and wants us to rediscover our love of self and love of the planet and love of God. And the other thing is that when we chose to come into this life, into this body, into the DNA pool that we chose for this lifetime, in many cases, what we did as soon as we were born, instead of taking the blindfold off, we put the blindfold on. And we spend most of our lives trying to find out how to take the blindfold off. One of the beautiful things about children is that they really don't have very many blindfolds. They really do see things the way they are. And we as adults, because of our conditioning or for whatever reason, the game we're playing is, where is the love? How do I find it? And how can I keep it? And how can I live with it? So if, in fact, you've been feeling that way now or for a long time, you're not alone. You're truly not alone. And what I would love to just talk to you tonight, you know, last week we had the firing of the grid, which is all about love and all about our dreams. We talked a little bit about it. And what I'd like to share with you is that when you are thinking about last week and to this week, you really want to think about how has your life become different. You know, what's different about it? And what's different about, it's the idea here for me is, how can I make my life different, and how would it feel if I did? Now, I'm going to just go on with that for a moment. But when for those people who are just tuning in or have never listened before, the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime, and we deal with the universal knowledge of the all from a soul's information perspective. And so when I access the records, I access the records through a specific holy or sacred prayer. It is not a religious prayer. It's not mandated by any religion. It is a sacred prayer that came to my teacher's teachers through the Mayans. Actually, it was came from the Pleiades to the Mayans, and it was translated from Mayan to Spanish to English. So the origin of the prayer that I use is really from the stars, that our Creator wanted us to know how to access this information and wanted us to be able to move forward and become aware of the power that we have within us for the creation of good and love and peace. And it's not just peace for the planet, because peace for the planet comes first from feeling peace within ourselves. And, you know, it's, you know, I know that you've all heard this before. I don't mean to sing to the choir, but before every show, what I do is I open my Akashic records and ask how I can be an instrument of divinity through the records to bring forth the information that you, my listeners, need and want to hear. And this show is a service. It's a service for humanity because it goes all over the world. And so I really, I'd love to be able to even increase the listenership even more than it is. So if you have friends that you would feel that would benefit by listening in, remember, we broadcast world internationally. And anyone can call in. We have a worldwide toll-free number. And if you would like to call in and talk to me personally this evening, you're certainly welcome to do so. The international worldwide toll-free number is 888-228-4494. Again, my name is Donna Fox, and I am here for you. Now, one of the exciting things I want to tell you is that thanks to a very dear client of mine who has found a lot of benefit from the work that we've done together, I am actually going to be in person speaking at the ARE of New York, which is the Edgar Cayce Center, and I am going to be speaking on Wednesday, August 12th, from 7 to 9 p.m. The address there is, let's see, I did write it down, I thought. Well, it's the address there is 241 West 30th, and that's the zip code is 100. It's like one and the three zeros and a one. And it's the Edgar Cayce Center on West 30th, and it's 241 West 30th. And that's in Manhattan. There is a small charge. You can certainly email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. It's only $18 for the evening. And that's going to include a lecture from me, and then I'm going to open up the records of the group, bring forth a message for the group, and then answer individual questions from the group there. So if you're near New York City, Manhattan, or if you have friends, take this opportunity to meet me personally. I would love to meet anyone from the show. Please email me, and I will give you the PayPal account number that you can email. Or if you'd like to send a check, I can tell you where to do that. And just for your own information, there is a meetup, Akashic Records meetup group that is sponsoring this from New York. It's New York City Akashic Records meetup group, and that's at meetup.org. So this is exciting work, and I really go where, you know, I'm invited to go. And so my client asked me to come and to speak because he wants to put an actual workshop together in Manhattan, in New York City. And the way he decided to do it is to bring me in for a lecture, and I do this all the time. And so if that's of interest to you, please give me a call when, you know, offline, and I'm happy to discuss it with you. And we can set up an introductory lecture or a workshop or whatever you're called to do, work with you in any way I can. So I'm excited about speaking in Manhattan, and we will go from there. Okay, so let's talk. You know, I was telling you about the difference. First of all, when we access the Akashic Records, I want to share with you that when I work with my own Akashic Records, or even when I'm working with someone else's, in other words, like in our classes, there are three levels. There's level one, where you learn how to work with the energy of the Akashic Records in your own life, and you learn how to use it in every area of your life, from understanding, like I said the question before, of what is the truth about God. You can ask those kinds of questions. You can ask about how to expand your creativity. You can ask questions about how to better parent. You wouldn't open up the records of your children. It would just be as it relates to you. You could ask how you can heal relationships with others, again, as it relates to you. you can ask all sorts of wonderful questions, and you can read books with your Akashic Records open. And so we go over all of these different ways to use the work of the Akasha in your life. And so this is something that, you know, you may be interested in. In Cleveland, we're having a workshop next weekend in Cleveland for anybody who might be interested in on Saturday and Sunday. It's a level one class. And again, if that's of interest to you, give me a call. We are going to be putting together a class for New York City, but I don't have a date on that yet. But I will have it next week. We will have a date then when I'm going to be coming back to Manhattan. Anyway, when I work with the Akashic Records, as I said, the way I get to the right area of the records for the information is to ask questions. And so if I do an individual consultation or a life coaching or a business coaching, because we do all of that through the Akasha, then everything is based 100% on your questions. It's your legal name and your questions that get us to the right area of the records. And if you have a question you'd like to email me, you certainly can email me that question tonight. I've got my computer on. I'm right in front of it. And you can email the question tonight. It will come right to me at info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com. That's akashicwisdom.com. So in preparing for the show tonight, I opened my records, and there's a variety of things that I would like to talk about. And so, and I'm always open to talk about whatever it is that's on your mind that you would like some clarity on. So that's just fine. But we talked about jealousy last week, and we talked about firing the grid. And I was also talking, in my records, about how to really ask the question to help people release that which no longer serves them, including myself. And so there's many ways of asking questions, and it's really about fine-tuning and honing the information, or honing the question, rather, so that the essence of the information is within the question. So people who are working with their Akashic Records, you can really understand. The essence of the information is actually in the question. Let me give you an example. One, in many ways, I would be asking, or have asked in the past, what is blocking me from? And there was like, from doing this or doing that, or achieving this or achieving that. I would ask what the block was. And I would get information, that'd be fine, but it was, as I'm learning how, and as the record keepers take me down this journey of life, I learn about asking questions and honing those questions better and better all the time. So the question that came forward this morning was, how am I being emotionally supported by, and then there's a, you can fill in the blank, either by the current situation or by procrastination, self-sabotage, lack of money. So how am I being emotionally supported by, and then fill in the blank. Now, you folks who are out there that don't know how to open your records but have a good connection with spirit can also ask that question. I mean, this is not limited to only people who work with the Akasha, except that what I have found, obviously, is that I get clearer and bigger answers when I work with the Akashic Records rather than just my own personal spiritual guides. And then the other question I have been led to ask is, what is the veiled, cloaked, or hidden belief I have been operating under? Let me give you that one again. What is the veiled, cloaked, or hidden belief I have been operating under? And so when we ask these questions and move into a journaling position, a position of being open to receive the information, we have to become very alert and truly search our heart and energy centers and be clear that we really want to know, that we're really willing to know, that we're wanting to move into the bliss of being aware. And that's what I really want you to think about. The bliss of being aware. What does that mean to you? To be totally and completely aware. And how would your life be, or how would your life change, if you could be blissfully aware? Some of us are afraid to become too aware for fear it carries either too much responsibility or too much reality. And so we then tend to want to sink back into the idea of either past lives or blaming other people or using excuses about why things are the way they are. And when I say past lives, what I mean by that is I'm not trying to negate the validity of issues that come up from past life. What I mean when I'm saying that is I have known, and I'm sure you folks all have too, known people that have not moved forward or have allowed themselves to be stuck using the excuse of, well, that's what happened in a past life and therefore I can't do anything about it. And what I want you to know is that you can always do something about it. There's always an opportunity to change your attitude. There's always an opportunity to move into joy or move into gratitude or move into the desire and the willingness to understand or to see or to seek. You know, if we call ourselves seekers, then first we need to seek the internal being of us. We can't move outside of ourselves. We must move inside of ourselves. And that's what's going to be important. So I encourage you to give me a call. Let's have a discussion. This whole program is all about you. It's all about your questions and how you can help yourself feel more comfortable in your skin. And so I offer my time and my expertise to you. We were talking about jealousy last week, and what was important about that is that when we look at being jealous of anyone, we also look at the idea that we are in a victim stance because we feel that somebody has something that we truly want. And what we need to do is understand that we don't have to be in that victim stance. We don't have to. We can wish someone well and visualize it for ourselves. And if you remember last week, we were talking about visualizing a world and a life that already exists in another dimension, in a parallel universe. We were talking about that. And I wondered if anybody did any kind of more work with that or thought anything more about it or experimented with it. So I'm just curious if you did any work with that. So we do have a question here on the email. And that question is curiosity about the word Akasha and the word Akashic. So the word Akasha is actually Sanskrit. And it's a Sanskrit word that means it means light. It's as if the Akasha is the primary substance of which all things are made. So it's the one thing, the no thing. It's It's the element of light. And so that from a Sanskrit point of view, that's what it means. And the reason why we use Akashic Records is because the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of our soul's journey, which is light. And so what we have is, in the Akashic Records, it's a recording of everything that's vibrational and frequent and holds frequency in our environment on this planet and in the universe. And since everything living, or that was once living, has a vibration and frequency, then that's what the Akashic Records hold. They hold the vibration and frequency and information for everything that has ever lived and is living now. And so that information can be accessed through this sacred prayer. And the way the prayer works is that when it's said, it's a vibrational key, if you will, that literally shifts the energy to make the information accessible. And so the word Akashic is another form of Akasha. And we say record or record because we record that the actual Akasha holds all that information. So if you have questions about that, I'd love to talk to you about it. And if you would like to go up even on the site at bbsradio.com, you could go into my information and scroll down, and there's a full explanation of the Akashic Records and my work in the Akasha, etc. I have to actually update it. I haven't updated it for a while, but it's there. The information that you need to know about the Akashic Records or how it works is really there. So I hope that's helpful. I hope that answers your question. Thank you. So thank you very much for that question. Okay. We do have another question. So the question, this is very interesting. This is from a gentleman by the name of Mick. And the question is, would it be fair to say that the Akashic Records are the information grid, the consciousness that pervades everything everywhere, that beingness that we try to hone in on when we meditate? Yes, it is. I would say that is true. However, the Akashic Records are even larger than that. And so what's important to understand is that if you would look at the energetic, not again, when I'm speaking, if I stop and you're just listening for the first time, it's because I'm repeating what the record keepers are telling me. I don't interpret things. I tell you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. And so what the record keepers are actually showing me is there is not only a grid around the planet, but the grid has multiple layers because there's multiple dimensions. And that grid actually expands out beyond the planet. And there are multiple grids, and some are not round or square, linear. Some have curves to them. Some have swirls, and these are very interesting. It's like it's one continuous grid, but it moves into different shapes once the grid levels move out from beyond the energetic atmosphere or sphere of the planet. And so the Akashic Records, because they are the recording of the energy and frequency of life, actually extend out to, again, the galaxy and all the universes. The challenge that we have as humans is it depends on how we are personally wired, whether or not we can actually move into some of those dimensions, or if our choice of life has been to remain on the grid of planet Earth. So there's some people that can actually move on or deeper or outward in the Akasha, and then there are other people that, as try as they might, they can't get beyond the Earth grid. And it's not that there's anything wrong with them or there's anything, quote-unquote, special about the other person. You have to understand that each of us move into a lifetime with a curriculum or an agenda for information we want to experience. And so it's not that we are not high-level beings that couldn't access those other grids and dimensions. It's just that's not our choice at this time. So, it's interesting because they're showing me a costume party. And the costume party has to do with, it's very interesting. We choose the character we want to go to at the costume party, the same way we choose the character we want to incarnate in on this planet. So I hope that clarified some things for you, and I do hope that you're able to make it to the lecture on the 12th of August. That would be great. And please, if you do make it, please come up and say hello. I'd love to meet you in person. So we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
This is Julie.
Hi, Julie. Where are you calling from?
Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska. Great. Are you a new listener?
I am. I'm a completely new listener. I've been getting your ads and things for months, and any time I've tried to call in, it was just a busy signal, and I just did it on a whim tonight.
Well, it worked.
It worked.
Great. How can I help you?
Well, I was wondering, the guy I've been seeing for a year, I just kind of laid it on the line with him last week, and did he get the message? What can you tell me where his head is now?
Well, you know, that's interesting. With the way I work with the Akashic Records, I can't really open anybody else's records without their permission.
Okay.
Okay. And so, as it relates to you, what's important for you to understand about this particular relationship, what the record keepers want you to know about this relationship, is that, in other words, like, they're not even, I don't know what the person's name is that you're even talking about, but what they're saying is that a true relationship of love is easy. It's not hard. Is this relationship been easy?
In spurts. I mean, it's had its hard times, you know.
Hard times in what way?
He's married.
Okay. And so why are you seeing him?
Because he was the first person in 20 years that I was even attracted to. And he never cheated, and it just kind of happened, and you know, he made me feel safe and secure, and you know, like friends with benefits kind of thing, you know. But of course, being female, now that it's been a year, I'm thinking, wow, is this it? You know.
So, if in fact you were to get together with this guy, would you feel safe with him that he wouldn't cheat on you?
Yes.
Why?
Because after a 35-year marriage, I was the first one he cheated with.
And so the idea is that, does he want to leave his family?
Well, family, it's just wife. There's no children. And I don't know. I think they're probably just best friends at this point, and he doesn't want to hurt his best friends. I don't have sex anymore.
That's what he tells you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, unless you can tap in and see differently, but...
No, you have to understand that that's not the way that I'm not a psychic. I don't do... The work of the Akasha, the way I work with the Akasha is not from a futures point of view, it's from a here and now making choice in your life of what feels good and what doesn't feel good in your life in the here and now, because it's your choices that actually create your future. Because you've got many opportunities in your future. It's not just one way. So what you choose today creates your tomorrow.
Yeah, 'cause I almost walked away last week, and he stopped me. He physically put his arms on me and said, "Don't go, please don't go." And it was like, okay, I guess we try to talk this out then.
What do you want from him?
I want to feel loved.
And you don't?
I haven't for the last few weeks, no. Like months, actually.
So why are you with him?
Well, like I said, I was ready to walk away, and he went up the, I'm really sorry. Sometimes you have to beat me in the head. You know, I'm not used to all of this. I'm really sorry. I will try harder. You know, it's like, okay, well, you know, let's see if it works. But I mean, he knew I was ready to walk out. I was getting up from the table, and he stopped me.
What's your gut?
What?
What does your gut say?
My gut says he's better than nothing.
So you're willing to settle?
Maybe.
So if he never left his wife, are you willing to continue to be alone on the holidays?
Oh, well, I go to my families and stuff, and I have my own child, and, you know, so it's not necessarily alone.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's, it's about not having a full life.
Yeah, but it took 20 years for me to find somebody to feel comfortable with. I'm too old to wait another 20 years. I mean, it's
so you
want
to, so you're willing to settle. I mean, there's nothing. The idea here is it's your choice. This is not a judgment. It's not a judgment at all, darling. It's really about asking you to be honest with yourself about what you want and what you're willing to have in your life. That's all it is. And it's like, what you have to say, okay, I'm willing to put up with this. I'm willing to do this, and I'm willing to say he's better than nothing. A warm body in my bed is okay once every 2 weeks rather than never at all.
Yeah.
It's okay for me to wonder when he's going to call or if he's going to call, and the anxiety of that is okay with me, because when he does call, I'm so happy to hear from him.
Well, at least someone's calling me.
That's not a, no, again, it is not a judgment. That's not what's happening here. It's just about asking you the questions about what you want in your life. That's
well,
all.
Well, I'd like him to leave his wife and marry me, which is shocking to me because I never thought that I would want that.
Right, but the other piece is, okay, is that if, in fact, he's not showing you the kind of love you want now, why do you suspect it would be any different after you were married?
More chances?
And why do you the other question is, why do you suspect he's just best friends with his wife and there's not a love relationship there?
Because I knew that 2 years before he and I ever got together.
So you knew his wife?
No, I've known him for like 5 years.
Okay.
And we were hanging out drunk one time, and it was like, oh, you know, heck, after 35 years, how long do you guys do it, Steve? And it's like, let's see, when was the last year we did it? It was one of those. It was like, let me stop and think, what year was that? Yeah, I mean, it was one of those. Mm-hmm. And we weren't involved at all.
But it was a real nice, it was a real nice opening, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was. I mean, I can't imagine that being a line.
Really?
That would be a pretty embarrassing line around all your
Why?
Friends.
Well, again, it's all, but you have to understand, but it got him what he wanted, though, isn't it?
A year later.
Yeah, but it still came around.
Yeah.
Here's, let me just say this to you, darling. What you want from me or a psychic or somebody is to tell you that it's okay to be with this guy and he's going to turn around and be the love of your life. That's really what you want to hear. But that may not be the case. The idea is you can't change anyone. They're into you or they're not into you. They either want to be with you or they don't want to be with you. They either show love the way you want them to show love, or they don't. And the idea is to accept them for who they are, exactly the way they are, and love them that way. Because if you are constantly, or if you are looking for him to change and be different, and he's not, then you're always going to feel sad about what you don't have. Until you talk yourself into saying, he's better than nothing. And all that record keepers want you to know is that's the honest way to look at it. If you're going to love him for all of his positives and negatives. It's not about trying to change him. It's about understanding who he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what makes me love him.
Okay.
It's just, you know, I wish that it were not once every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But heck, you know, just the thought of, I mean, the bad part about if he were to split up with his wife is a best friend. And that would be a huge loss for him. I don't know that I could step into those shoes.
Why not?
I mean, that's... Because I haven't known him for 35 years. I mean, that's a big thing to fill. She's got big shoes to fill. I mean, I'd certainly try, and I would certainly be fine with if they were still friends. I'd be fine if she said, go ahead and have your mistress and I get the farm and let's live like we are. That would be fine with me. To be honest, nice little threesome agreement. I doubt it.
Well, I think that you have a lot of thinking to do. Because the idea is that it's either asking him what he's willing or not willing to do in the now, and then deciding whether you're willing to put up with it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have to decide, I mean, you either have to say, I want to know where this is going, or you just keep your mouth shut and let it be.
Okay.
Those are your choices right now.
Good advice.
Okay. So keep in touch and let us know how it's working.
Okay, I will.
Okay, sweetie.
And
you take care now.
So nice to talk to you after reading all of your emails, I got to tell you.
Okay, well, it's great to talk to you, and I'm glad you called in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Please, I really mean that. I'm not just saying that I have another caller that I have to take, but I just want you to know, I really mean it. Keep in touch and let us know how it's doing.
Okay, I will.
And email me back, and you know, I'll put you on another list where I send out different things that on messages for the day.
Okay.
For the week. Okay?
All right.
All right, darling. You take care.
Thank you. You too.
Good night, Julie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we got another caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Pat.
Hi, Pat. Where are you calling
Hi.
From?
I'm in Connecticut.
Okay, and we talked before?
Yes, we have.
Okay, what's up?
Well, I can't quote you, but I think you were saying something about a blind spot.
Okay.
If I could get insight into that, and if there's time, I don't know if you can get specific answers about why I'm here, but if I could get any insight into that, that would be great, too.
Well, first of all, when you do an individual consultation, you can definitely find that out.
Okay.
I don't have your last names, and it's easier to access, and I don't have your records open, I just have mine, so I'm in service to you right now. So it's going to be, obviously a question like that takes a little longer than 10 or 15 minutes, but
okay.
When you're asking about a blind spot, what does that mean?
Well, I can't repeat what you had to say, but what I was...
You mean like last time we talked?
No, just earlier on the show tonight, you were posing a question that we might like to ask, and it was something about what are we not seeing?
Right, okay, right, okay.
And that caught my attention.
Okay. Well, there's one here. There was two questions I started out the program with, and I wrote them down from the record keeper. So one was, how am I being emotionally supported by the current situation, whatever that is? And the other one was, what is the veiled, cloaked, or hidden belief I am operating under?
There you go. Both of those are great.
Okay. All right. That then we can kind of move. Okay, that'll help. Okay, so... So what is the veiled, cloaked, or hidden belief Pat is operating under, as well as, yeah, and then the other one's going to actually get answered at the same time. So what's happening here for you, and I just have to take a moment and listen to what they're saying to me. One of the reasons you're blocked the way you are has to do with an underlying belief system that you not only can't get what you want, but if you actually moved in the direction of going for it, there's a fear that somebody would take it away from you. Can you identify with any of that?
Yeah, I can. Would take away, yeah, definitely can't get what I want. And I've been aware of that, but I sort of feel like, okay, what is my block that I can't change that, can't change that thinking.
So that's where the next question comes in. It's how am I being emotionally supported by the belief that I can't get what I want.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
You see? Okay, so how is Pat being emotionally supported by the belief that she can't get what she wants? Well, what's interesting about that belief system is that it actually moves from a vibrational and frequency point of view. Here's what they're showing me. They're showing me that you are still moving in the vibration of your mother. And
okay.
For whatever reason, is your mother couldn't get what she wanted, and she taught you that you couldn't get what you wanted, and when you try to get what you want, she would get jealous of your freedom.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. And
yeah.
Just to be a little funny, one of the first No, I won't even go into that because I'd rather hear what you have to say. Yes, that's absolutely true.
Yeah. And so what's really important for you to understand is that as long as you're trying to please your mother by not getting what you want,
okay,
there's a part, there's what's also being hidden here, or that has been hidden to you up to this point, is that by not getting what you want, you're still looking for her approval as not being better than her.
Okay.
Can you identify with that?
Absolutely. I'm just,
yeah.
What I'm wondering is, who do I fear will take this away? Is that with my mother too?
The statement that's coming forward is, who do you think you are? You know you can't have that.
Okay.
Do you know who that's
right
from?
Right through me.
What'd you say?
I'm not sure that it went right through me. I think maybe from my mother.
And so the idea here is that there is an ego position that you're holding out of fear of actually looking at your magnificence, and if you see it, the fear is that I'm afraid to look at the magnificent person or being that I am for fear that someone will either strike me down or will take something away. And there is, there's more here. Will be jealous of me.
Okay.
What is that jealousy business? So,
I'm sorry.
Has there ever been a time in your life where you either had something that you really liked, or you were making really good money, or somebody said, "Wow, who do you think you are?"
I think I started doing this so young that I started giving away the better gifts to my sister, and I don't even think I let myself get to a place in life where I had something valuable that someone wanted.
Uh-huh.
This is all really very potent information.
Yeah, it's deep for you.
Yeah. Will me just contemplating on this help me to change, do you think?
Depends on what actions you take because of the contemplation.
Okay.
You know, nobody can help you but you. It was like
right. The
record keepers can give you all the information, and the expectation is not that you take it and do a 360 degree turnaround. The expectation is that if you're given information, you do contemplate it and then make your choice based on the information that you want to make that will shift your life, whether it's slightly, but you decide on the degree that you want the shift to take.
Okay.
Because this information is given to you in love.
Yes.
It's given to you in awareness from your soul,
mm-hmm.
saying, Pat, you have the ability to think better of yourself and not to draw victimhood to you. Not
yes.
to be in isolation, not to assume that people are going to not care about you. You have
right.
the choice to move into a space of love, of Creator. And if, in fact, you can't move into the love of the Creator, then it's really up to you to move into the depth of the anger that you have to the authority figures of your life, including God, that you feel have prevented you from getting what you wanted.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yes.
That's big stuff there.
No, I see. I'm at a point where I see this has been my doing.
Yeah.
At least
well,
from,
don't put yourself up. Just be aware of it.
Yeah, I am aware. It's you know, of course, things happened in childhood, but I do see there was a point where I kind of took this on myself. And I am trying very, very hard to make big, big changes. So
so one of the questions you want to ask, and mm-hmm. once you're starting to look at this stuff and really really move into the to possibly some challenging areas.
Mm-hmm.
One of the questions, you know, once you're done, you're working with, and again, there's a technology called the Grace Points that is taught in level one class. And you're in Connecticut. You could come to New York and listen to the lecture.
You're doing a lecture in New York?
Yeah, on West 30th at the Edgar Cayce Center in Manhattan.
Okay, I'll look into that.
Yeah, I'm going to be there on Wednesday, August 12th.
Okay.
So, and email me and I'll send you the details on it, okay?
Okay, thanks.
But what's being said here is that the question you want to ask, and you want to continue to ask, as you move through these different contemplations is, how do I know I'm deeply loved and cherished by the divine?
Okay.
And don't answer that question yourself. Allow the universe to come forth and answer it for you.
Okay.
Just give it up. Just all you have to do is, how do I know, or why do I know that I am totally and completely held in light by the divine source? And just let that, and then really integrate the shift that happens within you when you say that question.
Okay.
Can you just feel that shift? That was a powerful shift right there. Did you have a sense of it?
Well, the shift for me is that I hear very much what you're saying, and I see, wow, this is a very different approach than what I've been trying to do. And yeah, I see not answering it myself is that feels neat.
Right. And the other thing is if you're looking at what's blocking me, you're not looking for the part that's sustaining you. And
okay.
And when you look at what's blocking you, what happens is it moves into a place of criticism rather than a place of openness.
Yeah, I have got.
What's really actually shifting within my work with the Akasha is because up to this point we've always said, what's blocking me from this, what's blocking me from that, and what the record keepers are now saying is, instead of moving into a what's blocking, move into the light of what's being offered, and then decide what part of that you want and what part no longer serves you.
Okay. Yeah, I think probably until very recently I couldn't even contemplate that question. I only saw blockages.
Sure.
And failures and flaws, but I think I've made some progress where I can contemplate that now, which that's a big different perspective.
Right.
Very helpful.
So I'm going to be at the ARE of New York Center on West 30th, and I'll have more information. It's between 7th and 8th, I want to say.
That'll be on your website?
My website is all messed up. I need a good webmaster to help me fix it. Anyway, so just listen to the words, and if you email me,
all right,
I will email you the information. And there's also there's a New York Akashic Records meetup group that will have ongoing information and you can connect with that on meetup.org.
Okay.
And then, but the lecture is from 7 to 9 on August 12th in Manhattan at the ARE Edgar Cayce Center on West 30th Street. And the early registration, is $18 for the lecture for the evening. And it's $27 at the door.
Okay, great. Thank you so
much. Okay. Oh, you're welcome. And please, you know, when you come, please introduce yourself. It's a delight to be able to give you a hug.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much for tonight. This is
you're welcome,
really
darling.
Helpful.
Keep in touch. I care about what's going on.
Thank you. I know you do. I can tell.
Thanks
a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You be well. Well, here we are at the end of another program. I so deeply love you all. I can't tell you how it fills my heart to be able to know that you're out there listening. working with the Akashic Records is my life's work. And my fulfillment, if you will, if you'll allow that, is to know that the information that is brought forth from the Akasha, and this is not an ego position by any stretch of the imagination, but what I'm saying is that it is a fulfillment of my dream to help humanity when the information that's brought forth from the Akasha is helpful to you. So it's really about me being an instrument for that, and I'm so deeply grateful that you're listening. I'm sending you all such light and love. And I want to, again, I'm going to close the records. And, again, if anybody's in the Cleveland area and is interested in a Love of One next weekend, that's the 7th and 8th. Oh, no, I'm wrong. Yes, I think it's the 7th and 8th of, all of a sudden I'm 8th and 9th, excuse me, of August. See, you kind of go out there. So it's 8th and 9th of August. Please let me know. You can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Or you can call me personally offline at 216-691-1233 to schedule your own consultation. All right, my darlings, you have a wonderful, miracle-filled week. Know how magnificent you are. So at this point, I'm going to close the record. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of all those listening to this program for Akashic Wisdom on BBS Radio on August 2nd, 2009. We want to thank you all. We want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed if you'll all join me in saying amen. Good night, everyone. Walk in light. And know you are divine. Bye-bye.